time for Facts on Sports with Facts and Childress and John Hite.
Rattler awaits a shotgun snap, gets it. Blitz coming, pressure coming. Barrett Carter getting it and sacking Rattler.
They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! With 0.6 seconds remaining.
He could have easily gotten 5 or 6 yards if he would have just pulled that thing down and dove forward.
But why do you even ponder passing? I mean, you can take a knee and try a 56-yard field goal. This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Oh, what a play by Mike Williams. A touchdown of 19 yards. I mean, he put Jamarcus King on his back and gave that chicken a ride.
Free throw shooter.
Clark in a straight shot.
Oh, he didn't need to do that. He threw it away. King produced.
To the sideline, caught, first down. Woo!
What a hit! Denzel Ward, you got barbecue back there? And you didn't invite me? Hurt my feelings.
Well, there's Chase Hunter, 2 seconds, one. Launches a three, good if it goes, it does! Chase Hunter, the three at the buzzer, sends Clemson into the locker room, up 10, 35, 25.
A double pumper. That was a double pump shot.
That was another one from the band down by the river.
Now, let's go live to Facts and Childress and John Hite.
We welcome you in, everybody. It is the Monday edition of Facts on Sports with Facts and Childress and John Hite right here on the Roar 105.5, 97.5, wherever you're checking in. 654-ROAR is the number if you would like to check in with us on the phone lines or the Adams & Co. roofing text line. And it's going to be a long program today. There's no point in bringing the show in on any front other than the Clemson football game. A 34-21 loss on your home field as a 17-point favorite to Syracuse is unacceptable. And sitting here behind the microphone and saying anything other than that would be a lie. So get in with us. Express your frustrations at 654-ROAR. We're going to break down the game. We're going to talk long-term and short-term for the program because clearly there's changes that need to be made. And clearly that this thing's broken right now because that's a broken team that we saw out there in Death Valley on Saturday. And again, would be a lie to say anything else. John, on that front, hope you had a good weekend. I did my best to enjoy it in spite of the result, but it was like a dark cloud was overcast on NFL Sunday yesterday, to be completely honest.
I had a great weekend. I was, frustrated on Saturday, certainly. Was frustrated from about 12:03 p.m. until, left the building, but I'm not going to let... I'll put it this way. I am not going to care more about this loss than the players did.
Yep.
So, you know what? It was really easy for me to move on from this loss when it was pretty evident that the players out there didn't really care. And so I can, sit and stew on a loss for a couple of days if I know that the players are hurting about it. But when the body language of the football players for Clemson University, from the moment they got off the bus until the end of the day was, whatever. Then that's going to be my mentality, too. You don't get all of my emotion and all of my care and all of my anger and frustration when you don't provide any yourself.
Yep. And to be honest, I think that's my biggest takeaway, right? We're going to break down the X's and O's. We're going to go through the drive charts. We're going to talk about what went wrong. I can tell you the number one thing that went wrong. Clemson football quit on Saturday. They quit. They quit, and a lot of these players that quit are being very well compensated by this institution this year, and they still quit. And, as John kind of alluded to, it's the first time Clemson football started 1-3 since 2004, okay? I can live with a bad year. I can live with a bad team. I can live with losing. Growing up, listen, I'm younger than a lot of the audience, right? I got a really good introduction to the world of Clemson football. But I remember where I was when Tommy Bowden got fired. I remember going 6-7. I can live with that. Truly. I mean that. I'm not saying that we should accept that. I'm not saying that that should be the standard. But I can live with that. What I can't live with is garbage BS effort on the field from the players. That's what I can't live with in any scenario.
Yep.
If you're telling me you're 1-3 and our guys are out there battling and bleeding and fighting and scrapping and you gave the best damn effort you can give and you're 1-3, then I'm taking a completely different demeanor here on Monday morning behind the microphone. But that's not what we saw. Because guess what? Clemson smoked Syracuse talent-wise. You're a 17-point favorite for a reason, and you were down 10-0 before you even got the ball. Before you even touched the ball, you were in a 10-point hole. That happens with lack of intensity. That's happened in all four games. That cannot happen.
I've said it several times this year, and we'll say it a bunch today. Your highest earners need to play like the money that's been given to them. And I think the players that have gotten the most money have shown the least bit of fight. And that's the thing that sends me through the roof.
Yes.
With anger. It's seeing guys who will make more this one season than I will make professionally in my lifetime jogging to a ball carrier behind the line of scrimmage. Just falling off of a ball carrier. I mean, there's millions of dollars being invested to rush the passer and get in the backfield. Be nice to see some of that effort.
Yep.
It would be nice to see and so much money invested in corners to not just play flat-footed and have 10 guys do one thing on an assignment and you just decide, it's the call's press man, but I like playing 8 yards off, so I'm just going to do that.
And listen, Cade Klubnik said something, and there was not a lot of if you've seen the clip on Twitter, there's clearly not a lot that I love from the press conference. But in all seriousness, there was one thing that Cade said in the press conference that was accurate, which is that there were a couple plays where it felt like there was 10 on 11, and that was the most frustrating thing. All it takes is one guy. All it takes is one guy in this sport specifically, and you're done, man. You're done. You miss one block. You miss one assignment. You miss one coverage. You're done. You're done. This is Power 4 football at the highest level. And this is 2025 college football where everybody's got talent and everybody's got players. Y'all see those Syracuse receivers I talked about all week? Those guys are dogs, man. Everybody's got talent. So if you show up and you don't meet that with intensity on a week-in, week-out basis, you lose. You lose. And you know what? I'll put the hand up here. I was anticipating a motivated and hungry Clemson football team to come out and try and rewrite the script on their season. And you know what? That was just wish-casting looking back on it. Because we've seen garbage effort from this team through three games, and nothing changed on Saturday. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It was the worst start yet. You're jogging to the football behind the play. You're quitting on routes. You're giving up on balls. Offensive linemen just blocking Casper the Ghost instead of getting in front of players that are rushing the quarterback undetected. Quarterback still has the same issues in year three than he has a year one as a starter. Like, there's so many things about this season and this team specifically right now that are unacceptable. It's difficult to know where to start. Just to be completely honest, it's difficult to know where to start. This is a national championship level roster. We're going to talk about it today. And yes, Dabo probably needs to go into the portal more and change a couple things from a philosophy perspective. But you don't get this level of hype in the preseason nationwide from everybody. And a lot of these outlets that were hyping Clemson are giving objective national analysis on the talent level. There's still 3, 4, 5 first-round picks on this team, and those are the guys that are quitting. Those are the guys that are quitting. And that's the frustrating part right there. Just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Let's get Drew from Rock Hill in here. Drew, good to hear from you, brother.
What's up, man? I was just going to call and see what you thought about Brad. I'm kidding. this is just unrecognizable. It's, you know, from somebody who's seen the climb and seen this team go from what they were 15 years ago and just the steady climb and the heart and the belief that, you know, in you used to could see a team and you're like, they are going to figure out a way to win. I do not know how, but they're going to find that BYOG, whatever you want to call it, they're going to come through. And that's just not there right now, man. And what do you do? I mean, you've got, you know, Dabo, the offense sputters. You go hire the hottest coordinator on the market. The defense sucks. You go get the best coordinator on the market. You go steal Chris Rump from the NFL. Mike Reed, one of the best secondary coaches in the country. You know, Matt Luke, the best offensive line coach in the country, and you get nothing out of it. It's got to be a player leadership issue. It's obvious that that's what it is. It's unrecognizable, man.
Yeah, it is unrecognizable, and I think I agree with your assessment about player leadership, because clearly there's nobody in the locker room with a backbone enough to rally the troops against freaking Syracuse at home, man. It's embarrassing. I remember Clemson football when it meant something to the players to play at home in front of the crowd. Like, listen, I'm going to quote a coach that I don't like or even respect a whole lot in Hugh Freeze. You see the speech he gave a couple weeks ago to his team about what it means for the families that are driving from out of state that saved for months and months and months to come and watch one football game. And those players do owe something to the fans. They owe something to the donors. They owe something to Ipte. They owe something to Coach Sweeney, who took a chance on them with a scholarship. And right now, it looks like they'd rather be anywhere else but Death Valley on Saturday. Anywhere else.
Yeah, and listen, man, I love Coach Sweeney, and I'm not one of the people going to complain about him, but I feel like he's tried a lot of things that just he can't – it's not working. But, you know, going back to the leadership thing, and this is taking – I realize I'm taking this out of context, man. But, like, when you got your quarterback after the game that says, you know, the scoreboard doesn't define us, I'm like, the hell it doesn't, man. I mean, like, at some point it's got to. And I know what he means when he says it. But, like, just shut your mouth and play football, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, I wholeheartedly agree with that assessment as well. And with the professionalization and commercialization of collegiate athletics, at some point you are defined by your winning and your losing. And listen, I understand, like, at the end of the day, what the values of the program are. And I agree wholeheartedly with the way that Coach Sweeney conducts his business from the top down, prioritizing human beings. But when you get in the press conference as a player after a tough loss like that, and you have all these lofty expectations in the preseason, like, you got to read the room to a certain extent, man. 1-3 is not acceptable. It's not acceptable. And, you know, while that may not define you personally as a program, right now that win and loss record is defining the gear that you're wearing to class every day and the, you know, the school that's paying your tuition and the school that's paying your meal plan and paying you a lot more on top of that as well to play football for this school. So, from that sense, 1-3 does define you, Drew.
Hey, have a good show, guys. I know y'all got 2.5 hours left of some not fun times. Have a good day.
Thank you, Drew. Appreciate the phone call. 654-ROAR is the number. And listen, man, it's just...
Well, I'll say what Drew said, man. It's not going to be a bad day for us. I put in good effort on Saturday at work.
I did, too. I actually texted Don in Richmond about that. I thought we had our best show yet on Tiger Tailgate.
Yeah, it was a great program. We had a great pregame. We had a good broadcast. Like, I'm not going to be bad, you know, upset today. I'm not the one who's people are mad at. I went and put in the work in on Saturday. A lot of players who are making a ton of money who didn't.
And that's the part that's just so mind-numbing to me. 654-ROAR is the number. We got Ed, Beth, Dell, and more on the phone lines. We're going to take a quick break here on Facts on Sports with Faxon and John. Stick with us here on the program.
Attention, listeners. Are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? At PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System, and it helped me lose 67 pounds in only 26 weeks. The PhD plan helps you burn fat first, not sugar. No starving, no risky drugs, no endless workouts. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism. And for radio listeners only, they're making the deal even better. They'll waive your consultation fee. You'll get 2 extra weeks of the program for free. They'll even cover the cost of your food during the program. And just for booking, you'll receive their 5 Steps to Reset the Scale book for free. But don't wait. This guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Give them a call today, 864-644-1900, and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
Jeff Gary here from Sit and Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries. Bring your home to life at the Upstate's premier gallery of recliners, mattresses, sofas, and more. Our staff has a combined nearly century of experience and are ready to help get you the comfort you need. With the brand names you trust, like Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, Flexsteel, and more, plus special financing, it's never been easier. Life is short. Put your feet up at Sit & Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries, Highway 123 Bypass in Easley.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want a potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Got a Tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the mid-300,000s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space with luxury selections available, or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at Sunrise.
When you're on the water, peace of mind is priceless. Towboat US on Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi offer memberships starting at just $109 a year for freshwater services like towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, soft ungrounding, boat recovery, and more. Visit HartwellLakeServices.com.
Looking to refresh your home without breaking the bank? At Linden Floors, we've got you covered, literally. We're a local, family-owned business that's been bringing beauty and durability to homes across the upstate. Right now, grab our luxury vinyl flooring for just $1.99 a square foot. Yep, you heard that right. Whether you're remodeling or just sprucing things up, trust the team that treats you like family, Linden Floors. Call us at 864-494-4317 or stop by today at 101 Chester Street, Spartanburg, and step into something better. Linden Floors, where design meets durability.
Serving delicious meals at a fair price for over 50 years, Wendy's commitment to good done right is unwavering. For decades, they've served up great deals to feed the whole family. And nowadays, they're bringing you breakfast favorites. The Pretzel Baconator, the Biggie Bag, and you can't forget the Frosty, all available to order in the palm of your hands with the Wendy's app. Doing the right thing in the right way is the Wendy's way. Download the Wendy's app and visit your local store today.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam insulation, the most premium insulation option to insulate your home while also sealing any air leaks. Spray foaming the roof deck of your attic can also get you the opportunity to turn your attic into usable space and is the ultimate pest control solution. Right now, you can receive up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits. Call Koala Insulation today, 864-867-1779.
New Beyond Raw Lit V2 pre-workout. GNC's number one pre-workout. Now with harder hitting energy, an intense mind-body connection, and enhanced endurance support. This isn't just pre-workout, it's precision engineering for your body. Turbocharge your workout with new Beyond Raw Lit V2. Available now at GNC and GNC.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
You're listening to Facts on Sports with Faxon and John. Now let's get back to the show.
Welcome you back in. Facts and Childress, John Hyde, continuing with Facts on Sports here on a Monday morning. 654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to check in. Phone lines are open. Adams Cofer text line is open. ton of texts coming through. We're going to get to those at some point, but you know, I really do want to talk at some point about the actual game, because there were some dumbfounding and mind-boggling decisions that are also inexcusable of what happened, like with situational football, for example. I guess you can just take home carries in the bank for Adam Randall, who's averaging eight and a half a clip to this day. Just they had nothing for Adam Randall, John. Nothing. Absolutely nothing for Adam Randall. And Cade threw it 60 times. 60. And I get that the majority of that's playing from behind, but goodness me, man. Like, how many? It's four times now. Four times that Clemson football has taken the field. All four games, I've come in on Monday morning and thought, man, Randall needed the ball more, and you should have ran the ball more. Like, you do something over and over again so repeatedly to the point where it's like, okay, what has to give here for there to be actual change?
Real quick, I do want to thank everybody who is texting in right now, 654-ROAR, to continue to do so. We are aware that Syracuse has been fined $25,000 for faking injuries on Saturday's game.
Yeah.
Just for me personally, I don't care. You should have been able to beat a team regardless of them faking injuries. It's $25,000. It's been acknowledged. They've been popped for it. But to me, you were getting embarrassed before they started faking injuries.
Yeah, I was going to say, for me personally in that situation, like just at this juncture, like you're in a position where you're down 20 at home to Syracuse. 20. You are down 20 in the fourth quarter at home. The least thing I care about on God's green earth at that point is whether the injuries are legitimate or not. And with full respect to Syracuse, like, yeah, we can be a little bit pissed off about it, and sure, it's unethical, integrity, respect for the game, whatever. You want to know how to solve that? Don't go down 20 at home to Syracuse. Be up 20, and you don't have to run tempo to get back into the game.
Right.
And you're running the ball. So we're aligned wholeheartedly there, John. Whether it was real, whether it was fake, I don't really care.
Using that as a crutch today to feel better, or on Saturday even, to feel better about what occurred in that stadium, quite frankly, is loser behavior.
It is. And, like, listen, at the end of the day, too, the officiating was not great in this game. I don't think it matters. Syracuse deserved to win the game. They walked into your trap, and they grabbed your lunch money. And then they taunted it in your face and said,
took over your trap doesn't even, like,
do it
justice.
It's like the little commercial for Geico where the guy's got the dollar bill on the end of the fishing rod, and he's just got the dollar bill, and he just keeps ripping it back up. That's what the game was on Saturday. You never had any chance. You were on a string the whole time, and you were down 10-0 before you touched the football. Ed wants to get in with the program. Ed, good to hear from you.
Hey, this is Ben, actually.
Okay. What's going on, man? Sorry, we had the wrong name in here.
No, you're good, brother. Eyes aren't clear today, brother. I want to say this. We've got too many players on our defense, and hell, our offense, that's got an eye on April, okay?
Yep.
And that shouldn't happen. These guys are going to, like, these guys can give half effort and say, oh, I'm going to win the combine and still get drafted high. You're already paid to play football. Give me 110 GD. That's all I asked for, and you're not doing it. We've got a secondary that's Charmin soft, and that is unacceptable. They don't care, and I would rather lose this season with Christopher Vincini than win another game with Kate Kupnick at quarterback. He is a lame duck quarterback, throwing up lame duck balls. I am tired of it. All I have to say now is Tottenham sucks. London is red. I'm out.
Thank you. Thank you for getting in with this. I didn't expect to stray from my soccer team in the first hour of the program, so he checked off the bingo card there. But yeah, in all seriousness, there's a lot of truth in that. And we've got a couple texts in along the lines of, like, the roster isn't talented enough or these players aren't good enough. We can agree to disagree on that. Like, a couple texters are getting in saying we were sold a bill of goods in this offseason. We were sold a bill of goods from a player leadership standpoint. We were sold a bill of goods from an effort standpoint. I can guarantee you that.
Because we have tape of these these players actually exerting effort in the year 2024.
Right, like Clemson ripped off a ton of wins with this same nucleus of players last year in which the quarterback was playing very well. T.J. Moore had 7 grabs for 116 yards and a touchdown on Texas. Clemson had one of the best offensive performances, if not the best offensive performance, against a top 5 Texas defense last year. And that's why this is so mind-numbing. Like, we saw these same dudes giving 110% against SMU, giving 110% against Pittsburgh on the road where the team was decimated due to injuries, giving 110% in the college football playoff against Texas, which makes this just confusing. Like, I've had difficulty processing the fact that this football team is 1-3. This one. You could have told me the DJ team with John Ben and I at wide receivers 1-3, and yeah, I would have believed you because he was throwing to nobody and the whole team was like dead by week 4, right? Whole team's in the hospital. O-line was terrible for a couple of years there with DJ in the first year of Cade, right? 2023, that team was significantly less talented than this team. So was 2022. So was 2021. All three of those teams, vastly less talented than this year's team. And that's why I'm upset, man. If I believed that these players on the field were not good enough, it would be one thing. I wouldn't be frustrated. I'd be like, all right, we don't have the guys, right? We don't have the guys. Jimmy's and Joe's type of game. Well, guess what? Everybody in the country believed you had the Jimmy's and Joe's in the preseason. Everyone in the country believed you had the Jimmy's and Joe's. In the building, out of the building, Feinbaum, who's like the biggest Clemson hater ever on planet Earth, PFF, who is objective and has no real biases in their evaluation. This Clemson team was loaded and built to be loaded for a reason. The effort level and the quit factor and the giving up is what is just bugging me into oblivion, because it feels like after Georgia Tech, they just quit. It feels like after Georgia Tech, they just quit.
It feels like they quit after LSU. Like when you didn't get the SEC win and the big win at home. And quite frankly, I don't even think the effort looked great against LSU.
Yep.
Like I think the caller's spot on. I think you have a lot of people who came back to school this year, came to Clemson this year, with their eyes set on April 2026. And that's a problem.
It's absolutely a problem.
And you know what? I've said it before, and it's, yes, is Dabo to blame? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, if you are given all the resources you need to do your job, you are surrounded by talented people to do your job, and you just don't care to do it, like, that's a reflection on you. At the end of the day, man, like, I am going to be a Clemson fan and an alum past this season. You know, there's a line that my old high school coach used to always say, and we talked about it when we did the Anderson Touchdown Club when talking to high school seniors, right? How do you want to be remembered? Unfortunately, there's going to be some names remembered in Tigertown for a long time for all the wrong reasons.
Yep.
And it's all self-inflicted.
It's all self-inflicted.
It's all self-inflicted. All self-inflicted by these players. I mean, that first drive that Syracuse put on the field, I mean, you knew they were going to win the game. There was want to from one side of the ball, and there wasn't any from the other.
T.J. Parker missed a tackle on the second play of the game. Second play of the game. Your best player. This is built to be your best
player. And he would have missed it on the first play if he was given the opportunity.
They ran right at three. They ran right at three
you?
The whole time. They ran him off the field.
Wouldn't you?
Like, this was one of the main... This is one of the games, right? Everybody complains when Cade Denhoff's out on the field. I wanted Cade Denhoff on the field because he was given 10 times more effort than T.J. Parker
same,
was.
Same. Give me Cade Denhoff the rest of the way. Give me Cade Denhoff the rest of the way. Because I know that guy cares.
He's going to play hard. He has got nowhere near the physical talent or the God-given tools that T.J. Parker does. But you know what? He controls what he can control.
Or the finances.
Effort. Yep.
Or the finances.
And he gives effort still. It's just ridiculous. Texter said Parker has more rushing yards and tackles in 3 games. That's what it feels like, man. That's what it feels like. Goodness gracious. 654 roars the number. Let's get Beth from Honey of Path in here. Beth, good to hear from you. We appreciate you calling into the program.
Hey, how are y'all?
Could certainly be better, Beth. How are you?
Oh, I know. Well, I talked earlier, but anyway. been a fan since the early 70s and all that, but I'm going to tell you. And I said, I didn't know all about this NIL. Okay, I'm learning. I was telling a friend of mine that why would any NFL team want somebody that plays like that out there? And they said, well, they don't care about that. They already got their money. Well, you're exactly right. It's not the money. Well, it is the money, but they don't have any gut, any heart, or anything on that field. Nothing.
Yep.
I've watched them since the beginning. I said, what's wrong with them when they got off the bus, even? They're coming down the hill. They just tapped the rock. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it is inside. It is in their hearts. But people ought to look at them and just say, what is wrong with you, you know? And I started thinking, NIL, that's about the way I feel about what they're showing us now. Neil.
Yeah.
And Tigers.
Yeah, I appreciate you getting in with us, Beth. And it's hard to feel anything other than that, right? Like, we keep it honest. We keep it objective here for a reason. I gave this team every benefit of the doubt through 3 weeks under God's green earth. Because you know what? I didn't necessarily disagree with Sweeney's commentary about being a couple plays away. And I still don't. You weren't a couple of plays away here. You got your butt kicked and your mouth punched in. Again, 10 points before Cade Klubnik ever even touched the football. That can't happen. That can't happen in JV.
No, it can't. You can't have guys on the front line of the kick return team not even remotely thinking that it's a possibility, even being told that it's a possibility.
Yep. And, like, that's the thing, too, is when we get in the post-game press conference with Sweeney, right? And for what it's worth, I think a lot of people, like, the fans have, like, a misrepresentation of what that looks like for what it's worth. But that's a different conversation for a different time. We get in the post-game room with Sweeney, right? And we're going around for questions, and they ask about that question specifically. And Sweeney literally said that they told the kickoff team and reemphasized that to the kickoff team prior to the kickoff. So, like, again, we're going to be critical of the coaches today because some of that is deserved, and there is a lot of this that is coaching related. There's a lot of things where I believe the coaching could be better. You know where the coaching can't be better? When your coach is telling your players in group of something as they are walking onto the field to watch for it, and then it turns around and it happens. That's not on your coaches. I get that it's easy to point the finger at Sweeney, and we're all mad at Sweeney right now, right? How is that on Sweeney? His players quit. His players quit. Dabo Sweeney deserves better than that garbage effort we saw from the players on Saturday. He does, regardless of your opinions of his philosophy right now. He deserves better. Dabo deserves better. He's done too much for this place to build it up throughout the entire athletic department and build up this program to have players come in here and take the opportunity for granted. So you know what I want to see on the road at Chapel Hill? Nobody's starting spot should be safe if I'm the head football coach of this team right now. Nobody. Zero players have a guaranteed spot. I'm wiping it heading into the bye week, and I'm saying this is fall camp 2.0, and everybody's in a position battle. You want to know who I want to see more of? Tristan Smith. I know he cares. I saw it with my own two eyes. Why is he not on the field more? He's not quitting on routes. He's not loafing on balls. He's not giving up on his quarterback in scramble drills and then going to the sideline with crap body language. He's trying to win the football team games. Play the players that want to play and that have some pride representing this university. That's my ask going forward. I don't care what the wins and losses look like at the end of the year. I'm going to die on that field with 22 dudes that want to play for Clemson. That's what I want to see on Saturday. I don't care if they win. I don't care if they lose by 20 either direction. Give me 22 guys that want to play for the school. Only ask headed up to Chapel Hill. Nobody's spot should be safe. Nobody. Not one player. Not Cade Klubnik. Not TJ Parker. Not Peter Woods. I don't care what your draft stock says. Open it up, because something's got to change. Phone lines after this quick break.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tatas shirt is now available for pre-sale. Every purchase helps support the All In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All-In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Get up to 70% off a wide selection of top brands, plus a free adjustable base, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Straight Up Sports is simply all sports, all the time. Straight Up Sports is a collection of retired and award-winning sports writers and sports broadcasters from around South Carolina.
Like Bob Gillespie from the State Newspaper,
Scott Kiefer from the Greenville News,
and Mark Sturges from ESPN Upstate.
Straight Up Sports is about the stories,
just like the days gone by with no editors nor managers involved.
Check us out on Facebook or Twitter or online at straightupsports.net.
Whether it's cruising around the neighborhood or hanging out with friends at the tailgate, do it in style with a golf cart from Elite Custom Golf Carts. Let their friendly staff help you find the perfect ride for you and your family. Call today to ask about their free delivery to over 10 U.S. states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now with three locations, call or stop in and see what makes Elite Custom Golf Carts the Upstate's golf cart superstore. Visit them at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com. Proudly owned by a Clemson alumni. Go Tigers!
Looking for a tractor that works as hard as you do? Come to Mahindra of Anderson, your local source for the toughest, most reliable tractors on the market. Whether you're working the farm, maintaining your property, or need heavy-duty power, Mahindra has the perfect tractor, UTV, implement, or trailer for the job. Buy it new, shop pre-owned, schedule your service appointment, or order parts with the best customer service right here in the upstate of South Carolina. Visit Mahindra of Anderson at 507 Pierman Dairy Road or online at mahindraofanderson.com.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education, and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
For 85 years, Blue Ridge Electric Cooperative has empowered rural communities through quality service and reliability. We've grown to serve over 74,000 meters across 7,500 miles of power lines. Connect with us on social media and celebrate this special anniversary as we look back through our history with an eye towards maximizing our community's future. Blue Ridge Electric, a co-op built on service, wired to deliver.
Fall is here and so is football season. Score big with Harbin Lumber for your next remodel project or custom build. We offer a full service of installed products such as cabinets, screen porches and railings, garage doors, and bath hardware. Give us a call and find us on the web at harbinlumber.com. We love the opportunity to help you achieve your dreams that you want for your home. Visit harbinlumber.com or call us at 706-356-4300 and let us show you how we can help you with your vision. And go Tigers!
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
From kickoff to the final whistle, your front row seat to college football lives here on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Shut up.
final segment here of hour number one on the program. Facts and Childress, John Hyde, continuing on 105.5, 97.5 The Roar with Facts on Sports. Ton of texts getting in on the Adams Co. Roofing text line. We've got four callers jam-packed on the phone lines. Dell's been holding on the longest. We're going to get Dell in here first, then go to Thad, John, and Nick. Dell, appreciate you getting in, man. Always a pleasure.
Yes, how you guys doing this morning?
Doing well, man, doing well.
Good, okay. I got a couple questions. My first, this is not an indictment on Adam Randall, but why is it, or why does it seem that Adam Randall is the best running back we have, which is good. I'm happy for him. But we've had guys in the program for a while. Why can none of them play at all? Why has Vezina been in the program for 3 years? And as bad as Cade looks, we don't feel like he can be trusted at all either. Well, what would you attribute that to, lack of development, as to why we've had to go to a receiver at running back and we are forced to stick with a quarterback who hasn't learned anything in 3 years?
I think those are fair questions to ask as of right now, Del, to be completely candid with you. Listen, if we want to look at Clemson's last 5 years versus the previous 5 years, the player development has regressed to key positions, and it's pretty irrefutable at this point. I'm not smart enough, just to be fully transparent, to know what the day-to-day instructions of the coaches look like as to who to point the finger at for that. But I do know that the player development situation as of right now isn't acceptable, because your quarterback making the same mistakes in year three and objectively speaking regressing after he had a really great year last year back to the same player that he was in 2023, that's an indictment on your coaching, and that's pretty irrefutable in my eyes. I know we want to rip Klubnik today, and I don't think he is, you know, absolved of all slander by any means, but when I watch a quarterback go from a really good player to an average player, I think, what's going on with the coaching instruction?
Yes. And then another question I have is, you know, we talk about the lack of heart, lack of effort, intensity. Something that just really bugs me, whether it be midweek press conferences, end of the game press conferences, is the overemphasis that football doesn't define us. I get that. I'm a Christian too. I know my job doesn't define me, but it does define me when it comes to my payroll. And when you play football, whether you're getting NIL money or not, to be the best, you have to have an irrational love for the game that transcends to an irrational care and hunger to be the best. And I just feel like we are more of a staffing agency right now than a developmental football program. And when we lose, it seems like we are just a PR just clinic of one-liners of what to say. Even when we win, too, it just, and you interview the players all the time, it just feels like no matter who you interview, it's the same slogans or whatever you want to say. And it just you can say they're looking to April or whatever, but it just feels like we just overemphasize football isn't the defining part of you. But the reason you're at where you're at, why you have these opportunities, is because of football. So I don't see how that is so lost on this team or this program.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of great points in that, Dell. Appreciate you checking into the program this morning. Keep calling back in, man. Thank you. John, I'm going to ask for some additional commentary from you on that phone call with Dell. Any thoughts to give on his comments?
I mean, you just... Man, it's tough right now this morning. It's tough. Like, I don't know what to do about Cade Klubnik. And I think part of what Dell's saying, that you have to have like an almost an irrational love for the game, I think what makes this so frustrating with this team is he seems to be the only one that really does.
Yep.
Like, listen, is he playing well? No. Is he missing wide open guys? Absolutely. But I know he cares. I have questions about certain high earners on all parts of this roster, if they care. I know he does. And I told you this off air. I think one of the reasons where I do feel a little, not much, let me emphasize that, where I find a little bit of sympathy for Cade Klubnik is I feel like he's one of the only players on this roster who's going to wake up when he's 30 years old and absolutely kick himself for what occurred in his last year of college football.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of high earners on this team who won't even think twice about what this year presented.
And let me get that straight, too, before we take Dad's phone call. Just as John said, or in the previous caller in Dell, I interview a lot of these guys. I get a unique perspective being in a similar age range, right? A lot of these guys were my classmates. A lot of these guys are my friends. And with that being said, I'm not afraid to be honest to their face, and I'm not afraid to be honest behind the microphone. And with Cade Klubnik, he's not playing well enough. And obviously, we're all frustrated with the quarterback play. But if everybody had the level of care and passion for Clemson that Cade Klubnik had, we'd be in a lot better spot. You don't have to love his press conference answers. I clearly didn't either. If you know, you know. But in all seriousness, that kid approaches the game with the right mindset off the field, and that's what makes this suck more than anything else, is he cares. He takes pride in wearing the paw. He wants to win for Clemson. It was his dream to grow up playing for Clemson. He's laid out 10 times out of 10. And that's the most frustrating part of this whole situation, John, is that kid really does care. And he bleeds orange, and he wants it. It's still not good enough right now. Still not good enough right now with all that being said.
The performance he's putting out there is not good enough. But
I just wish everybody shared his care.
Yeah. If everybody shared his care, you wouldn't be 1-3 and just gotten punched in the mouth by Syracuse.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's get to Thad in Greenville. Thad, we appreciate the phone call, man.
What's going on, Faxon and John? Appreciate y'all's fire this morning.
Yes, sir, man. It's hard to not be frustrated after what we saw on Saturday.
For sure. One thing I've noticed, and this is just over the past 2 weeks, really, because everything's getting kind of into the season. First, you know, watching Georgia, Tennessee last week, watching, you know, even Florida, who's having a horrific year, play Miami. Just the drive that all four of those teams have compared to what it seems like for us. You know, Miami, you know, I'm glad we don't have to play them this year, because that defensive line, they're rushing four all the time, getting to the quarterback easily. And, you know, it just seems their drive compared to what our drive is, and we supposedly have, you know, two lottery picks on the defensive line. And that's just that's the one thing that I've noted. And the other thing is more of a question for you guys, y'all's perspective, is, you know, at what point, you know, we've got three losses this year. We've got two ACC losses with Florida State, Miami on there, you know, two losses may for Florida State, Miami, and Georgia Tech. You know, two losses probably didn't get into the ACC championship game. So at what point do we start saying, you know, hey, unfortunately, we hate how this season's gone, but we're going to move on to some people for, you know, the future years, just because of, like you were talking about on last segment, where's the fire at? And yeah. I appreciate you guys, and I'll take it off the air.
Yeah, thanks for getting in with the stats. 654 Roar is the number. And we've reached the point in the season where I think those are fair questions to ask at this point. I think those are fair questions to ask. And listen, there's a standard at this program. The standard needs to be upheld. This year, you cannot accomplish your goals at this point, realistically speaking, that you outlined in the preseason, which is ACC championship, 10-plus wins, college football playoff. All of that's pretty much off the table right now. It is. And to further that point, your eligibility status headed into next year, there's a lot of unknown on your roster. Just point blank, period. It's 2025. Clemson's going to lose some guys to the portal, especially after let's face it, a failure of a season like this, because that's what it is. These guys didn't come to Clemson to go 1-3 to start things out. And now, do they need to be held accountable for that? And is that in large part their fault? Yes. But at the same time, we live in a quitting generation of human beings. Like, I can speak on this because I'm their age. I'm not wired like this. I'm not. I'm not wired to be a quitter. And I'm not making millions of dollars to play a college sport, and I can't relate to that element of it. But I gave more effort for my club soccer team growing up for free. Each and every game I played. I gave more effort in the freaking manager game for women's basketball than half the Clemson players did, who are being compensated six figures on Saturday. Think about that. You can't teach effort, man. You can't teach effort. That's something inside of you. And you know what? We can blame Dabo Swinney all we want to blame Dabo Swinney. And you could be frustrated with Dabo Swinney. Dabo Swinney can't change who you are on the inside as far as effort goes. He can motivate you. He can do whatever he wants to do to fire you up. If you don't want to go out there and play hard, that's on you. That's an indictment on you. and your work ethic and your character related to the game of football and what you think. And every player that goes out there and does not give 110% on every snap is slapping Dabo Swinney in the face every single time they do it. It is a slap in the face to the fans. It is a slap in the face to the coaches. And it is a slap in the face to this university.
It's a slap in the face to everybody listening right now who's paying your salaries. Like, it would be one thing if all the money was 100% given from rev share. All right, you're letting down the university. That's between you and the university. Nah, the people who are sitting in the stands, who are sitting through weather delays, who are screaming at you in the middle of Death Valley, like, you're being surrounded by 80,000 people every Saturday that you're personally letting down.
There are families that are saving money the entire year to come and watch you play Syracuse, that are sitting in the nosebleeds, that are working 9-to-5s, and are taking their hard-earned dollar signs to support this university and to support this program. And you're out there dapping up the opponent's head coach after the game, looking like you didn't care whether you won or lost.
Let's be clear. That was the fastest I saw T.J. Parker move all Saturday.
Unacceptable.
Was to go shake the opposing coach's hand. It wasn't to go track down a ball carrier. We have plenty of loaf tape on that.
And listen, man, I don't call out people when I don't think it's warranted. I know what I'm built of, and I can stand on my identity and stand on my character. I hate losing to my grandma in freaking Monopoly. If I had the opportunity to represent Clemson and play a sport, it's life or death out there, man. I don't care if it's the tennis team, the golf team, football team, soccer team, whatever you want to say. If you are wearing that paw, I expect 110% each and every play, each and every swing, each and every kick, whatever it may be, 110%, and anything less is unacceptable. John in Charlotte, 654 Roar. John, good to hear from you.
Morning, fellas.
Hope you had a good weekend, John.
Nah, not really, but, you know, I got a lot of gripes, a lot of issues. If I get long-winded, just cut me off. I apologize.
Will do. We've got about 2.5 minutes to break, so you should be good for at least that long.
Sure. First off, I'm going to disagree with you about Cade caring about Clemson and whatever. I really don't care if he cares, if I'm being honest.
I think
that's kind of what got us in this predicament in the first place, is that we do this whole culture thing and – you know, they really love Clemson and they want to be here and stuff. Man, that's 10 years ago. Nobody cares about that anymore. This is a totally different college football landscape. We need ball players. I don't care if you're here for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, or 4 years, because no other university does either. And it's time we get on the same playing field as them. So I don't care if you care about Clemson. I really don't. I mean, at this point, if you care and we get our teeth kicked in, what does it matter if you cared or not? I guess that's where I'm at. As far as us being good last year, I'll totally disagree with that as well. I think that was a total facade, especially on a national level. I mean, Louisville came into our house and smacked us around. South Carolina did the same. Georgia held us to 3 points. So on a national level, yeah, we looked good against Texas for a half, but they still rushed for 500 yards on us. So we're really any good? I mean, no. I mean, we beat Stanford and App State and struggled against Virginia Tech, struggled against a 2-win Florida State team. I don't think we were really any good last year, and I don't think we've been good for a while now. I think the ACC has just hid that. On a national level, we haven't won a big game, and I couldn't tell you since when. Again, I think it starts at the top with the hires. We're still running a friends and family program. Even though we went and got Riley, we went and got Allen, for every one of those I can name – a Colstow, a Bulware, a Taj, a Grisham, a Spiller. And that's where it starts. We run a friends and family program, and that's not how this was built from the beginning. When we were good, we went and hired the best people, and Dabo thought it was – and if somewhere along the way it became Dabo's way. And I don't know why that changed all of a sudden. I really don't. Other than that, guys, and you know what? To that point, that goes back to when he hired Riley. When he hired Riley, he said that Riley's coming here to run the Clemson offense. And that's when I took a step back and I said, wow, that was kind of scary. And it's obvious because he's run the same offense that Streeter ran and the same offense that Elliott ran. Yep. We just don't have generational quarterbacks anymore.
Hey, John, we got to take a quick top of the hour break, but I appreciate your phone call, sir, and commentary. Keep calling back in. Yep. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, John. I think there's some validity to some of John's points. I think that John's on one side of the spectrum in relation to last year's team, and there's a lot of people, maybe myself included, on the other side, and the right answer might be somewhere in the middle. I do think last year, especially considering the horrible run defense, the fact that you got to 9-10 wins, whatever it was, and won the ACC was a minor miracle with no run game, and Cade played his tail off down the stretch, but there also is a lot of truth to that. So hour number two of the program on the other side, Nick, Danny, and more on the phone lines. 654-ROAR is the number.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpen.